Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Punch Your Lights Out with the Word, already in progress.
Do you think granddaddies get a lot of fun out of doing great things for their grandchildren? Yes, I do. Just like my grandson come by the other day and told Grandma what he wanted and for a birthday, and he's 13, and I looked at it, and then he said, well that's kind of the one I wanted, but that's pretty expensive, so that's okay, Grandma, I'll just take that one. That's not quite so expensive. I said, son, which one do you want? He said, well, Granddaddy, I really wanted that one, but said it's a whole lot more expensive. I told Cheryl, I said, honey, I'm only going to be able to spoil these kids one time. So just buy him the best. I mean, you know, if God has blessed you, you know, and you got money in the bank, go for it, right? I mean, if everything you own's paid for, you know, your house is paid for, your car is paid for, and you got money in the bank, you don't have to have $1 million in the bank to be blessed, right? I mean, you can just have a little in the bank. So, but I had more than enough to buy him that little car he wanted, so I just bought him the one he wanted. My son told me, he said, Dad, you know how Preston's going to remember you? I said, I have no idea. He said, you're the one that when he comes home from high school or comes home from school, he comes over to the deep freeze and there's always his favorite ice cream in the freezer. He said, Preston's going to remember you, Dad, as the granddad that always had his favorite ice cream when he come home from school. Now, do you want your kids to remember you special? Yeah, I don't want them to remember about how bad or how mean granddad is or how dirty a joke granddad can tell. I don't want my kids to do that. Do you, sir?
No.
I want my children to have a great remembrance of granddaddy and who he was. Granddaddy is, to give you an example, one day I was sitting right there at my desk. It was in the middle of the afternoon. The Lord said, son, I said, yes, Lord. He said, go out front. Okay, I don't know what's going on. So I jumped up and I run out my office and walk out the front door and go out the front up yonder and I walk out, open the door and step out. And when I do, I hear Caitlin and Preston, they're pushing their bicycles along and Preston's crying at the top of his lungs about 2 years ago. He was about 11. I thought, well, I wonder what's going on. So I run over there and I said, Preston, son, what's wrong? He said, granddaddy, the bicycle, I made a sharp turn and it slipped out from under me and the handlebars hit me in the chest and I'm hurting. I said, thank you, Lord. Now I know why you wanted me to come out here. Do you think God wanted his grandbaby to hurt?
No.
So when God said in his word to lay hands on the sick and he'll heal them, do you think he means that?
Yes.
Do you really think God, could it be that simple?
It should be.
That's what he said, isn't it?
That's what he said.
Lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. So I reached over and laid hands on Caitlin. I said, on Preston, I mean, I said, son, you're okay. Granddaddy laid hands on you and Jesus has just healed you. I said, get your bicycle under you and roll off. He got up and he stood his bicycle up. He said, granddaddy, the pain's all gone in my chest. I said, I told you, Jesus healed you. If Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, what do you think he meant?
Lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
Do you know there's people in this room that have never laid hands on the sick in your life? Some of you have never laid hands on nobody. Was that difficult? Did you know that when somebody in your family is hurt or has a problem, if you're walking in obedience to God's word, now that's the secret. You got to be walking in love because your faith don't work without love. Now, if you're bitter with one another, you can't get along with each other, you're telling your wife how sorry she is instead of how beautiful she is, it ain't going to work. Just like Dave said a while ago, that wonderful prayer of by his stripes you were healed don't work without love. Is that right, George?
That's right.
And it pays good dividends to walk in love with each other, doesn't it?
Amen. Love walketh in port.
Yeah, so isn't that amazing? Just now then, when we look at this, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Is that a very awesome scripture? Just think of that. You would think anybody could do that, wouldn't you, brother?
You'd think so.
You'd think so. Yes. Why? What is wrong with us in the church?
We don't believe it.
That's absolutely right. We do not believe. Mark 16, 17 and 18, I want to show you something here. Mark 16, 17 and 18, look at this scripture. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, who did he say they're going to follow? Those that believe. In my name shall you cast out devils. One day Dave was having trouble with a man right here in church. One Sunday afternoon, everybody nearly had gone home. There was a few left, not many. Dave came over and said, Pastor, I got a man over here who's got a demon in him. I need some help. Okay. So I came over and I said, what's wrong? And Dave said, he got a demon. I mean, all you got to do is mention anything about his wife and he goes crazy. I reached over and I said, come out of him in the name of Jesus. He just went, rawr. I mean, you don't see that in church very often, but you know, he did. He went nuts, and then he jumped up and grabbed up, and I just grabbed him, rolled him around, turned him around sideways, put his head on the floor, put my knee in his back, and twist his leg, and I said, now come out of him, you devil of hell. And the devil did. He came right out and left the boy, and then the guy's been healed ever since. He's been normal ever since. Wow. He looked up at me, and he says, I'm a man that works for a living, and I do lots of heavy work, and far as I know, you're a preacher. And he said, you're the toughest old man I ever seen. I said, I don't fight these battles by myself.
Amen.
Who do I have with me, young lady?
Jesus.
Absolutely. You know, when I look at a precious little girl like that and see her say that, Jesus, you know, I think about a little lady just like you down in San Antonio years ago that when Stephen, the number one murderer and rapist in America. How many of you heard that story? How many of you have? He got into the car and stuck a gun in her side and told her to scoot over and put her hands underneath her thighs and not say a word or he's going to kill her. And this little woman scoots in and gets in under the car and scoots over. And he gets in, she reaches up and puts her hand on his shoulder and says, Mister, you're not in control here. I am in the name of Jesus. Now you talk about a woman, that's a woman.
That's a woman of faith.
That's a woman of faith. That woman knew the book of Ephesians by heart. Uh-huh. All six chapters. She had memorized the whole thing. And before that day was over, ladies and gentlemen, true story. In fact, we probably got copies of it back there on the table. Before the day was over, that little lady led Stephen, the number one murderer and rapist in America, to Christ, and he turned himself in and gave himself up.
Wow.
Now, is that something?
No.
So why should you be afraid of anything? Just like this little lady here. Who do you take with you every time you go somewhere?
Jesus.
You take Jesus with you too. You're a smart girl. Every girl and guy should take Jesus with them. Now then, if he says what he says here, and he means what he says here, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. You shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. And if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. And you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Who did he say these signs would follow? The believing believer, is that right? In other words, you have to be a believing believer. If you're not a believing believer, it won't work. But just think. I can remember when I was in the Baptist church, when I began to read the Bible from cover to cover, and I began to learn these principles about healing and about everything, about my power, my authority as the Son of God. We never did these things. So I thought, well, I'll go ask the pastor why we don't use these things. And of course, the result was they don't work anymore, Thurman. I said, well, I've read all through the Bible. I haven't found any place that says they don't work. He said, well, they don't work. I said, well, I guess over there where it says, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, I guess you're going to tell me that don't work either. He said, no, that's not what that means. That means God allowed Pharaoh to harden his own heart. Is that what that said?
It said God hardened Pharaoh's heart.
That's exactly what it said, brother. You read the same book I did.
Right there.
Right there. If God says you can cast out demons, you can heal the sick, you can lay hands on the sick and they will get well, all you got to do is believe and it'll work. Because I've come to realize, let me show you one more time. You see this guy right here? He doesn't even look like he'd be hard to catch. He's just sitting here so gentle. And all I got to do is just, in fact, the Lord didn't say I had to say, be healed, did it?
No.
He said, just do what?
Lay hands
on him and he'll heal. Is that what he said, Miss Jackie? So when I walk up by him and do that, somebody said, well, you know, I'd hate to do that with somebody. I might offend them. I said, well, let me show you how to do it where you won't offend them. You walk up to somebody and, brother, I want you to shake hands with me. I said, brother, how are you doing today? Did I just lay hands on you?
Yes.
Did I just full of fasting on you? I laid hands on you. You got healed and didn't even know it. You see what I mean? In fact, when I was in Norway, Cheryl and I was in Norway, I think it was the last time or maybe next to the last time. There, I was asked to teach in the seminary that day and the Bible college. And so when I'm going around the room shaking hands with everybody, I came up to this little lady. And when I went to shake her hand, she was an older woman. And I looked and I thought, oh, my goodness, her hand was all shriveled up. I reached up and just laid my hands on her. Like I said, ma'am, may the Lord bless you. And you know what the Lord did? In my hand, that little hand I was holding blossomed out into a normal hand. If God don't do those kind of things anymore, hey, let's don't tell him because I got to see him do something wonderful. Don't you like to see God answer your prayer, Miss Jackie? Isn't it wonderful that God made us all these promises?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Punch Your Lights Out with the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.